Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you get into a physical fight over toilet paper, that's all I need to know about you.
I've got to have my toilet paper, man. There is a serious run going on in toilet paper right now. Here's the thing, people. Toilet paper not going to save you from a virus.
I don't think so either. But there's this massive need for people to stockpile. And two women in Australia threw down because one got mad that the other was filling up her cart with toilet paper and not leaving any behind for anybody else. This is what it sounded like.
I just want one pack.
No, not one pack. Stop.
You need to get off this trolley now.
Call the police.
I'm calling the police.
Yep, they ended up calling the police. They ended up getting arrested.
The one that got arrested was the one that was reaching in the car, right? Not the one that was buying everything.
No, because she was nothing wrong with what she was doing.
What are four more rolls of toilet paper going to get you anyways?
But this guy
is it
going to
save you?
He said, like, can I just get one package?
No.
And she said, no.
It's already in my cart.
What are you, crazy?
Step off,
like,
bro.
If you're buying 700 rolls of toilet paper and somebody begs you for a roll of toilet paper, you don't give it to them?
I'm telling you, man, they've got a lot of gold in Australia. I'm trading the toilet paper for gold. When the stuff hits the fan, you're going to need to know that, man.
I went to Walmart last night. There was no Listerine. There was no toothpaste. I need my Crest Glamorous White. Mm-hmm. If I'm trapped at home with my husband and my children,
right.
I don't care if my breath stinks.
Right.
But so why are you buying
but you
all
need
the
your
toothpaste
teeth very
and Listerine?
Right. Yeah. Well, you care about it, but you don't think anybody else should care about it.
Well,
right.
How am I going to remove my surface stains? And
right.
That one that I use removes 95%. And if you buy all of it for whatever reason why you're buying all of it, then what am I supposed to do?
Maybe I can help you out. Bring your diamonds.
You're ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
If you're driving into work this morning and you're warming up your tires like you're a drag racer at Talladega or a NASCAR racer, you're swerving in your vehicle driving down the road. That's all I need to know about you. I don't know what's going on, but people driving over the last few days that I've been experiencing, it's been worse than normal. Mm-hmm. I went three houses after pulling out of the dog park the other day and I had to brake check somebody because they were like right on top of me. Right on top of me.
Yeah, I don't understand what's happening on the roads. I feel like everybody's driving a little bit nuttier.
They're getting crazy.
It's like the coronavirus has spread through everybody's brain.
Yeah,
The number one symptoms of
coronavirus are bad driving, right, and swerving on the road, and a massive, copious amounts of toilet paper necessary to proceed with your life.
Right, and all the toothpaste. That's what you need.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. What should you quarantine? Stream 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Let's be honest, it's becoming more and more possibility that we're going to be spending more time at home.
Sure.
As the quarantines, you know, it's
going to
be happening.
Into place. You could be at home working from home. You could be home with the kids, whatever it may be, but you're definitely going to have more screen time.
Mm-hmm. Binge watching TV. People do it all the time. But the question that we have is, like, what should we be watching at all, or especially if we're stuck inside for 14 days?
Listen, the popular dramas are great, but you're going to run out of those pretty quick. This past week, my wife Alicia was on vacation, so I wasn't allowed to watch any of our regular shows. So you got to go a little bit deeper, like I said. Naked and Afraid is where I'm at, Anna Zapp.
Deep in the heart of South Africa, two elite survivalists use all of their skills to help two fans with no survival experience complete a full 21-day challenge.
I feel like there's a billion animals out there that want to kill me right now.
With one of the highest concentrations of animals on the continent and triple-digit temperatures, the Limpopo Basin is one of the most dangerous environments on Earth.
You want to survive in the Limpopo, Anna Zapp?
I don't understand why they can't wear clothes. Like, can't we just put on a pair of moutons?
Because then it makes you more vulnerable than if you have no clothes. No clothes!
I can't watch that strictly because of the mosquito bites. I can't. It makes me sad inside.
Well, if I had to sum it up in one sentence, that's what I would tell you. It's primarily trying to survive with mosquitoes for 3 weeks and eating a worm.
Right.
Or a grub. Something like that. Usually you're going to eat something gross.
All right, now I'm watching HBO's McMillions, and in one sentence, it's about how someone managed to cheat at the McDonald's Monopoly game.
It's actually a fascinating story.
Yeah, but they're dragging it out too long. It's taking too long.
That's how they do it with these documentaries, man.
Yeah, but my daughter Hayden is obsessed with this show, Tiny House Nation.
This is our tiny house.
Having two kids in 280 square feet is challenging at times. Family time is 100% of the time.
And if I had to describe that in one sentence, it's people that decide living in a home size of their car is a good idea. And to me, I don't know why she's obsessed with it or what is wrong with these people.
To quote my grandfather, he would say, cheapskates, get a job. That's what he would say.
But these things, these tiny houses are so expensive. Yeah. It doesn't make sense
to me.
And
it's a very popular show. You can get just sucked into that vortex.
1-800-330-9999. Tell us in one sentence what the show that you're currently binge watching or quarantine streaming.
I see what you did.
Yeah, if you're stuck in your house. As it becomes more of a reality that we may be quarantined for extended periods of time, it got Raven and I wondering, what should we watch?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We come from a culture now where we binge watch things, and if we're going to have to stay home for a little while everyone's healthy, we might as well be watching some good stuff, right?
I've been through everything that's up to date right now, so I'm going back through the last three seasons of A Naked and Afraid this past week because my wife was on vacation. I wasn't allowed to watch anything else.
It's Anna and Raven. So what should you quarantine stream? You did there? 1-800. See what we did there? 1-800-330-9999. On our text line, it says, Cops. The show that makes me paranoid that somebody planted guns and drugs in the trunk of my car without me knowing.
Yeah, that's a real feeling, man. When I get pulled over, if I haven't been pulled over in a long, long time, but if you get pulled over, like, I'm a law-abiding citizen who pays his taxes driving a crossover mom mobile at this point, and I'm still nervous when they come up behind me. I'm like, oh, he's going to get me.
All right, tell us what you're watching in one sentence what it's about, and we'll decide whether or not we'll want to watch it. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What are you watching?
I'm watching the Great British Baking Show, and it's about British people with great accents, and they bake.
Yeah, that's I don't care what British people do, as long as they talk British.
Right.
That's it.
But when they're making cakes, though, it sounds even fancier.
More British?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to check that out then.
It's Anna and Raven. What are you quarantine streaming?
The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Oh, my gosh. It's my favorite
Anna
show.
Anna loves that show. Here we go. Now she's going to tell me all about it.
I'm very excited to hear how you're going to describe it in one sentence.
One sentence. Let me hear that.
Oh, in one sentence. Oh, gosh. Unique and always a surprise.
Good. It's so good.
That tells me nothing.
It's so good.
I can't get enough of it.
No, I understand, because every time Anna brings it up, she just talks about it forever, and I tune out, and I don't get anything from her description either. So you're the same. It's totally the same.
I could waste an hour talking about it with a friend.
Well, yeah, you won't waste another second of mine, ma'am.
But you can call me later separately, and I'll talk to you all day about it.
Have a great morning.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. The cliffhanger at the end. I can't right now.
All right, enough.
It's Anna and Raven. What are you quarantine streaming?
Oh, the Street Outlaws on Discovery.
Oh, the racing show.
That's right, yep.
Tell us in one sentence what it's about.
What? About racing.
It's about racing? That's what it's about? I wouldn't watch that.
All the street races, yeah.
You know what I got sucked into one time was the Outlaw Bikers. For like a day or two, I went a season or two deep into that show, and I don't know why it never occurred to me that it was completely fake. I don't know what happened. I don't know why all of a sudden I believed that this motorcycle club would show everything that they did that was illegal. But I was completely sucked in for 2 days, and I never talked to anybody in the outside world, so I had no idea that it was fake.
Well, they already have two spinoffs of that show also.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're just printing money over there.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you binge-watching, a.k.a. corn streaming?
Sneaky Pete.
Great show, Sneaky Pete. Actually set in this area.
Tell us in one sentence what it's about.
A guy's in jail, incarcerated with his cellmate, and all the cellmate talks about is his childhood living on a farm. And he knew so much about this family that when he got out, he stole his identity and went to the farm. And he broke the cardinal rule of being a scam artist by getting attached to the family.
That's
can't have a heart. Don't get attached to anything you can't walk out on in 30 seconds or less. If you see the heat coming around the corner.
I don't want to offend you, sir, but Jennifer wrote on our Facebook page, Love is Blind, and it's like The Bachelor on steroids and speed, and that's much more up my alley.
Okay, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I'm with you, buddy.
How long do you think a normal nap is? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Raven, Can you share how long your typical naps are?
In an ideal world, they're going to be over 2.5 hours, somewhere right around 3 hours is what I'd like to go for.
Does that sound normal to you? Because it doesn't sound normal to me. That is sleep.
I wake up.
That's not
a full bedhead, and it takes me a few minutes to get going. I'm groggy for a bit, but then I'm recharged and ready to go.
You know, I don't say this often, actually, ever in my life, but I wish that my 15-month-old Dakota could be more like you with her naps,
right,
since she believes that she doesn't need to sleep ever. But I also think it's not safe for an adult to take that kind of nap. I don't think it's healthy for you because that's like pure sleep. That's not a nap. A nap is like an hour.
I haven't had a regular night's worth of sleep in like, I don't know, what, 5 years?
But
at least probably longer than that.
It probably
10 years,
has
actually,
to do with you not taking the right amount of nap. You're probably taking too long of a nap that's interrupting your night sleep cycles.
If I have only 60 minutes or 90 minutes for a nap, I can't actually get to sleep. I won't feel refreshed unless I like fully, like my mind has to be at ease. It's not just the body recover. It's my mind, Anna Zapp.
Hayden, my older daughter, school pickup, she gets out about 2:08.
Okay.
I could pull in at 2:02.
Yeah.
And I will set my alarm and park in the parking lot for 4 minutes. And I could close my eyes and sleep for 4 minutes, open my eyes, and I will go from being exhausted to having some serious energy. I could take a 4-minute nap and it'll be all right.
I mean, I'm terrified. What you're saying is terrifying me. You're operating a 3-ton vehicle. And you're driving, and 5 minutes earlier, you were asleep for 4 minutes, that's your recharge?
That's a catnap.
That doesn't feel successful to me. That doesn't feel like a recipe for success.
Catnap, power nap, that's what that is.
You know what? How many cats have you actually had a conversation with? Because they're not always friendly, okay? I mean, they're, besides plotting your demise on a daily basis, and you're the person that feeds them, cats, not always the most friendly.
Have you ever seen a cat with bags under their eyes? They're well-rested.
I don't think cats have eyelids. They don't.
1-800-330-9999. How long do you think the perfect nap is? Raven takes 3-hour naps in the afternoon, and I think that's ludicrous.
It's absolutely glorious is what it is. Look at me. Look at how young I am.
Oh, it's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. We're asking, how long do you think the perfect nap is? Because I think that 3 hours is sleep. It's not a nap. That's
anything
sleep.
Over 2 hours is a gift. Anything less, I can barely do it. I can't even close my eyes for something very short because I can't actually relax. I'll be too anxious about the fact that I have to get up at a certain time.
I always say 45 minutes is my sweet spot. If I can get 45 minutes, I can basically save the world.
I don't know what I can do with 45 minutes. Not much.
Anna and Raven, how long is your nap?
Hello.
Hi. How long do you think the perfect nap is?
It only has to be like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I agree. 13 minutes
crazy.
Is a lifetime.
Just enough to close your eyes and recharge and feel a little bit more energy, and that's that.
Let me give you a couple of examples here, all right? Lion tamer. Lion tamer. He's working with a lion. Oh, I'm tired. 13 minutes, I'm back in the lion cage. You think that that's acceptable?
I do. I just took a nap during that whole time you were speaking. I'm so refreshed.
Second example. Commercial airline pilot. He's flying 400 of us across the oceans, controlling this wonderful mechanical contraption. 13 minutes. You think that's an acceptable nap?
Yep, absolutely. Also took a second nap when you were talking just now. Feeling so great.
Yeah, this is why I would never be the passenger in either one of your cars. Yeah. Never.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How long do you think a perfect nap is?
Sometimes I could get to a doctor appointment a little early, and I could sit in my car for 5, 10, 15 minutes and fall asleep and be totally fine.
Yep, we're the same. I do the exact same thing. If I get anywhere early, I 100% set the alarm on my phone and close my eyes, and I am out like a light.
Same situation. Doctor, your doctor, walking into the operating room. Don't worry, ma'am. We're going to remove your fill-in appendage here, and everything is going
to
be completely fine.
You taking 3-hour naps, you might want to go to the doctor and get that checked.
I agree. That doesn't sound healthy at all.
That's not good. That's why they call it a cat nap.
Just going to say again, cat's not usually nice.
Hi, Anna and Raven. How long do you think a perfect nap is?
2 hours.
That's what I'm talking about, girlfriend. Yeah!
2 hours is too long.
2 hours is perfect. Then the day just extends. I'm going all night long with 2-hour nap.
That's why you can't sleep at night.
Yeah, that right.
Who wants
that's
to sleep
right.
at night?
I don't go to bed till 12 or 1, but that's why I can get so much done at night.
That's what I'm talking about, girl.
I disagree because I like to sleep at night. That's when you're supposed to sleep. But science says that the perfect amount of nap, ready for it?
Yeah.
20 minutes.
What?
Yep. They said for healthful napping, you should sleep no more than 30 minutes, but the ideal nap duration is about 20 minutes and should never be longer than 30. And it helps prevents the body from reaching the deeper stages of sleep. And it keeps a person from waking up feeling groggy, because if you sleep too long, then you wake up and you don't feel refreshed. You just feel still sleepy.
I don't want to stay away from the deeper realms of sleep. That's where I want to live, ASAP. It's basically like a coma that I brought on myself.
Nice.
I want to say that I'm exaggerating, but I'm not. I feel sick to my stomach. Smelling the smell.
It's just early.
It's just disgusting. Early.
That's what's going on here. It's just early. And I'd like to point out the fact that you're not starving yet. Okay. And if you were starving, you would be much hungrier. You would think this smelled like the fanciest pate ever.
Sienna and Raven. I think it's disgusting, the canned food that Raven has been harboring in his house and stocking up on. A lot of people have been doing the stockpile thing. I'm not
That's
into
right.
it. I'm not there.
Prepper.
I can't get there.
Prepper.
So I said to Raven, as he's been bragging for days about his stockpile of canned goods, I go, you're never going to eat that stuff. You're
Pastas,
never going to eat it.
Peanut butters and jellies and many, many, many canned meats.
So he sent
so
me a picture of his canned meats. And I said, okay, I picked three things from his pictures. And I said, bring this in and eat it live on the air. And you even warmed it up to make it taste better.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What did you bring?
Because I have generators and stuff, so I'll still have the use of microwaves no matter what happens, even when the grid goes down. So I've brought three delightful entrants today. Mm-hmm. That is canned peas. Got to have your vegetables. Although I got the generic peas, and I have to say that the color is just not there. It's more of like an ugly pea than it is a green pea. I've got the luncheon meat, which, why is it a luncheon meat? Wouldn't it just be lunch meat? What is the indication
generic,
of luncheon?
You didn't even buy spam. You bought generic spam.
Do you really think spam is all that much better than the generic spam?
I don't know.
I have chunk chicken breast, which is supposed to be good, served with rib meat in water, fully cooked. You can put it right on a salad or a sandwich right there.
I hope people aren't eating their bagels right now and trying to enjoy breakfast.
Have you ever seen Mad Max? All right. They eat anything. Okay. You'll be thrilled to have this. But I have to say, now that I'm actually going to stick some of it in my mouth, it doesn't look appetizing at all.
Didn't you just say off the air I should have gotten a chaser? Didn't you just say that?
All I have in here is iced coffee, and I don't think I could put iced coffee on the backside of any of this luncheon meat.
Okay.
A lot of salt.
Let me see you.
A lot of salt. It's all about the seasoning.
This is on Instagram, too, so you can watch our story and you can watch
I'm going to take one bite of each.
Oh, one?
Yes.
Are you hungry?
Unless
you want to eat all of it?
Truly delicious.
What are you eating first?
The peas. The peas are the safest.
Okay, go. Safest? Oh, why? Oh. I thought it was delicious.
Oh, God. Peas in the morning is not good, though.
Oh my gosh.
All right, that's one bite.
I feel. See?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we're all going to want this.
Oh, God, I don't know if I want the chicken next.
No, eat the chicken.
Maybe I want to do the spam next.
Spam? You're going to go spam over chicken?
All right, I'm going to go chicken next.
All right, eat canned chicken. Eat canned chicken. Go ahead, go for it.
Oh, God, it's like pink, too. I'm just going to close my eyes.
I can't look. I can't.
Oh!
It's not good. Eat, swallow it.
No, it's not good.
You got to swallow it. You got to swallow it. You can't spit it out.
All right, I'm swallowing it. Oh, I'm going to cry.
Go ahead, brag some more about your stockpile. Go ahead. He told me I have to bring all my
gold and
diamonds.
I'm just going
to
throw the spam right in my mouth right away, quick, because I can't wait.
Eat the spam. Oh, it's so good. I have all the stockpile. I bought everything. You guys are going to come to my house because I have all the food. I'm going to survive.
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I definitely took in some protein and needed sodium.
Uh-huh.
But I think I'm going to have to go back to the store.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
good
get
luck
this
with
out
that.
Of here. I can't smell this anymore.
It's disgusting in here. Disgusting.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Trisha and Justin joining us together this morning. Trisha, let's start with you. What's going on?
It's got to do with my husband. I mean, I'm just going to lay it out. I make more money than him. I always have. It's no big deal. It's fine with me. But last week, we went out to dinner with friends, and there was a joke about being the breadwinner. So Justin blatantly lied and made jokes about how he makes the money and she spends it kind of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, not cool. What kind of a husband can't admit to friends that I actually support us financially. I mean,
Justin, what's your side of this? Why'd you lie?
Well, first of all, I think he's overreacting to what happened. You know, it's just kind of annoying. He wants to come clean to people and like talk about it and point it out. That's like if I was making more money, wanting to bring it up around her.
Right, but you said you made a joke to your
friend. You went over the top about it,
and
right.
You said that you make the money and she spends it, which clearly is not honest. Why would you even say something like that to begin with?
Well, obviously, it's something that, you know, it bothers me a little. And traditionally, you know, it's different. And I don't think it needs to be brought up and pointed out and joked about it. And since it was brought up, I made it a joke and turned it around. So I guess to save myself.
It's a quick joke in passing, or are you guys having a full discussion, this group of people, about what it is that who makes or who's bringing it in? I mean, number one, it's an untactful conversation to begin with. I mean, who's having that conversation? But I'd like to know kind of the degree. How long did this joke go on there, Tricia?
Too long. Because then it sort of, you know how people call things back, and so throughout dinner they kept bringing it up. And it's disrespectful for me. You know, I work hard.
Right.
And I'm proud of the work I do.
And you're not running around bragging, but you don't want to be tore on either. I understand.
Right. And clearly this is an issue for Justin.
So, Tricia, you want him to let the friends know that this isn't true. That's why you're calling us, right?
Yeah, I'd like for him to make it right in some way to say, you know, it was a joke in the moment, but I want to let you know, my wife works hard. She's great at her job, and you know she makes a lot of money. I'm not just some glommer, you know.
All right. Well, we can ask our audience that because they may see your side, Tricia. You're hurt by this, and Justin, you've admitted that you probably shouldn't have said it. You got to make it right. And going to them and saying, "Hey, I shouldn't have said this. It was my bad for doing it," is all that she wants to make her happy. But they may see your side too, Justin. An apology to Tricia should be enough, and you should just accept that. And going forward, you're not going to do it again.
Tricia, I am sorry. I didn't start the joke. I just kind of went with it when I was embarrassed. I need to deal with it better. But I think he's making a big deal of it. It's no big deal. We don't have to go back and correct it with the couple. Like, oh, hey, just to let you know.
Let's see what our audience says. Do you both agree to listen to what they have to say?
Sure.
Yeah.
Call or text 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Justin and his wife, Tricia, were out with friends. And he just started making some jokes that, you know, he makes all the money and she spends it.
I don't know. The other couple made the jokes, but he chimed in and he should have kept his mouth shut.
Because here's the thing. Tricia makes a lot more money than Justin does. And she felt hurt by the whole situation. She didn't say anything at the time, but she's like, how can you be bragging that I make more money than you?
Yeah, now she wants him to go back and correct the situation, which does seem awkward. But again, watch what you say at the beginning, man.
Do you think she's overreacting? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I am on the wife's side. It's really not cool. He should be proud of his wife's accomplishments. He's belittling her and mocking her. And it sounds to me like he has some self-esteem issues and they really need to look at couples counseling.
Let me give you an example of how to do this perfectly, Anna Zapp. Garcon, 2 orders of your top shelf liqueur, and this lady over here is going to pay for it.
I don't think that's it. I think you're belittling what he did, and it's not respecting her and how hard that she works.
Not only is she hot, but she pays all my bills.
I think he needs to give her a serious apology, but for him to have to go come clean to his friends, I think it's a live and learn. Whose side are you on? Her feelings are hurt, and she's mad about it. Tricia and Justin were out to dinner with friends, and somehow they started making jokes about, you know, who makes what.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin also made a joke that he makes the money and she spends it, except there's one problem. Tricia makes more than he does.
Yeah, Justin puts the blame on the other couple. They were joking about money or whatever. He says that he felt emasculated, so he made this joke, and, you know, he regrets it. But at the same time, like, that's not good enough for Tricia. Tricia says, you need to go back and cop this information to this couple and let them know that I indeed make more money than you.
It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
Actually, I'm on his side this morning, not because I think what he did was right at all. But it sounds like multiple times during the evening she missed the chance to speak up and set the matter straight. So bringing it up again now, I think it's just ridiculously silly. She needs to let it go.
Right, but there's also something to be said that she could have humiliated him in that moment, and she knew she better hold her tongue because if she did, it would cause a much bigger rift. Because what if she was
is it the rift or is it just the fact that that's tact? I mean, does she care whether or not what he thinks about it? She's just more tactful than he is.
Right, but he should learn his lesson. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am definitely on Tricia's side. Okay, because Justin can go out and get a better job or figure out a way to make more money if he needs to, but this is 100% his his problem.
I mean,
he should be supporting his wife and saying, you are doing a great job, just as she would do if it was him.
Yeah. You know, I fully agree that he's in the wrong here. He shouldn't have made the joke. But the fact that you drag it out to somebody else, now you're just making it weird with other people. Like, you're going to make a public example of it, and it's just going to become a bigger issue. It'll be awkward.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the woman's side, to be honest with you, because accolades to her for making more money than her man. But, you know, when people take credit and where credit's due, that's just wrong. I mean, for him to feel that way is pretty profound.
If I'm hanging out with a couple, I don't care, obviously, who makes more money. It wouldn't have mattered to me in the first place. But if a couple came back to me and said, hey, a week ago, you remember when we were at dinner and we made this joke? I just need to tell you she actually makes more money than me or whatever. I would be weirded out by the whole thing. I don't need to hang out with either of you next week. It's just weird because then I'm like, why are you walking around thinking about what I thought about some joke you made a week ago?
I mean, they're also just next time that they're all together, and if anything like that should come up again, hopefully he'll know to keep his mouth shut.
Well, or cop to it then. If it comes up again, you certainly cop to it.
Yes.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Trisha, our audience agreed with you. Justin, you got to make it right. You got to admit that you did something wrong here. And an apology to Trisha is one thing, but also letting your friends know the truth is another. And that's what you need to do.
I mean, sure. Next time we're together, I'm not going to go out of my way, but I'll bring up that I was just joking. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that we have to go fix it. It's just we should just move on. But I get why she's upset, and I realize that I probably shouldn't have done that.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, fall on that sword because you really got no other choice. That's good.
And Trisha, you're cool with that, I assume.
Yeah, that would make me feel a whole lot better. It would give peace to my heart.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Now I want to know what Trisha makes.
Can't beat Raven.
Know your pop culture trivia, beat them, and win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Jim,
can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Jim.
All right.
Jim's like good, too. I don't like this.
Yeah, he seems like, well, ready to play. All right, I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, I'm going to give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. But more than anything, you're going to get the bragging rights that you beat this, broke down the 17 win streak in a row, okay?
All right, great.
Number one, the average American dream wedding costs about $42,000. What movie/Broadway hit was about a girl getting married but having three possibilities of who her father could be, and the music was by ABBA?
Mamma Mia.
Number two, an animated Netflix series based on Charlie and the Charlie Factory is in the works. What author wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Willy Wonka.
Number three, Beauty and the Beast prequel about Gaston is on the way for Disney Plus. What princess is from Beauty and the Beast?
Bell.
Number four, Keira Knightley says that she won't do any more risque movie scenes now that she's a mom. What Disney franchise does she play as Elizabeth Swan alongside Johnny Depp?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
And number five, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are reportedly back together. What's their daughter's name? Go ahead, Jim. I need an answer.
Francine. I don't know.
Francine. Okay. Let me bring Raven back in. Come on, Raven.
Yo.
Jim got 3 out of 5.
Well, Jim, that's pretty good. I mean, if the questions are as tricky as Anna said they were going to be, let's find out.
Number one, the average American dream wedding costs about $42,000.
Okay.
What movie/Broadway hit was about a girl getting married but having three possibilities of who her father could be? The music was by ABBA.
Mamma Mia.
That is correct. Number two, an animated Netflix series based on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is in the works. What author wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, God. You.
You know you don't know, so just say you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman. You think Gene Hackman
Gene
wrote
Wilder.
It?
Gene Wilder wrote it.
Right.
Gene Hackman wrote it, and then Gene Wilder, his friend, acted in it.
Yeah, Jim said Willy Wonka, so all of
I mean, Willy
terrible.
Wonka was my first guest, Jim. I'm sorry.
Raoul Dahl.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Raoul.
Right.
Whatever.
Number three, Beauty and the Beast prequel about Gaston is on the way.
What?
Yep. What princess is from Beauty and the Beast?
Isn't that Bell?
Bell is correct.
Oh, whoa, he shoots, he scores. Fadeaway jumper.
Number four, Keira Knightley says she won't do any more risque movie scenes now that she's a mom.
Right.
What Disney franchise does she play Elizabeth Swann alongside Johnny Depp?
That's Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's right. You guys are tied at three. You
know, I don't remember her being naked in those.
No, she's not.
So she's done fine with her clothes on.
Yep.
Thanks, Kira.
Number five, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are reportedly back together. What's their daughter's name?
Stormy.
Yep. I'm sorry, Jim. He beat you 4-3 this morning.
Woo! I was still nervous. All right. I didn't know that was the end of the game.
I can't beat Raven. You got me good.
All right. Well, thanks for playing, Jim. Hold on. We're going to get you an Anna Raven t-shirt.
Raul spun me out so much, I forgot how to count.
His
I didn't
name
even
is
realize
not
the
Raul.
Game was over.
It's not Raul.
Didn't you say it was Raul?
Raul.
Yeah, okay. I like it better, Raul.
Make sure you're listening to the 5 o'clock hour today for the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. I'm not giving up. We're going to take them down this week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.